Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to the Christianshavn neighborhood of Copenhagen. 10 years ago the area was a bit of a restaurant desert, but thanks to the help of one René Redzepi, not to mention a much-delayed footbridge, it has in recent years become one of the Danish capital's top dining destinations. Here is Monocle's Michael Booth.
Christianshavn is the most picturesque part of central Copenhagen. It's got the canals, the harbourfront, the quirky church spires and the 19th century warehouses. A lot of it was designed by Dutch architects in the 17th century, and it has the feel still of a mini Amsterdam. In that very egalitarian Scandinavian way, this is still home to a fair mix of people from low-income workers to supermodels and footballers, from the politicians and bureaucrats of the Danish Foreign Office to the countercultural dropouts of Christiania, the so-called free town. That's where we start our tour, in the former army barracks taken over by the hippies in the early 1970s, and today probably best known for Pusher Street, where, depending on how attentive the police are being that day, you can buy all manner of mind-altering substances, but it also has two decent places to eat. Spies Loppen, a proper restaurant with an ever-shifting rota of international chefs, and Mornstell, a rather more ramshackle vegetarian place run by volunteers. Both are unique Copenhagen experiences. You can't go anywhere in Christianshavn without encountering the ever-growing empire of René Redzepi and his world-famous restaurant Noma, birthplace of new Nordic cuisine with dishes featuring live ants and 100 ways with celeriac. Noma recently moved to a purpose-built urban farm site by the city moat on the outskirts of Christiania. The new venue is a stunningly beautiful complex of buildings, greenhouses, and even a sauna. The menu changes 3 times a year. Currently, the winter menu focuses on game, but I'm afraid the season has sold out. Never fear, though. You can instead dine in the old Noma. The restaurant's former home has been taken over by chef Torsten Schmidt and his more casual restaurant, Bar. I happen to think that Bar is one of the best restaurants in Copenhagen right now. It just always seems to serve the kind of things I want to eat. The platonic ideal of a schnitzel, or incredible waffles made with marrow bone and served with crab meat, and the beers are exceptional. They always keep some tables free for walk-ins too. Next door is 108, another Noma spin-off which serves a more refined new Nordic tasting menu. And The Corner, a superb coffee place with perhaps the greatest Danish pastries in all of Denmark. When Noma opened 12 years ago, it was all pretty bleak and inaccessible in this part of the city. For years, the local authority tried to complete a pedestrian and bike bridge from the touristy canal of Nyhavn, just across the harbour. But this nation of bridge builders somehow couldn't quite get their shit together, and so the two halves of the bridge never quite met in the middle. At last, they do now, and this part of Christianshavn has been totally transformed because of it. There's an outdoor street food market here now with all the usual bars and fast food joints. The one I always gravitate towards is Gasoline Grill, a burger place considered by many to be among the very best in Europe, if not the world. Let's walk along the canals, which thread westwards through the centre of Christianshavn now, passing Restaurant Kanalen, a pre-New Nordic stalwart serving elegant classic Danish dishes. Mostly seafood, grilled langoustine with glazed Jerusalem artichokes. Maybe something flambéed for dessert. Another pre-Noma classic is Era Ora, a very posh Italian place beside the Central Canal. For years, it was the most expensive restaurant in Copenhagen. A bit of a curiosity these days when flying ingredients in from Tuscany is no longer quite such a badge of honour for a restaurant in the Danish capital. Outside it, on the canal, is Christian's Hound Boat Rental and Cafe, a floating cafe. It's a great place to stop for a beer, to watch the tourist boats go by on a sunny day. And we have two choices for ending the trip over in the western side of Christian's Hound. One classic, one contemporary. For my money, Restaurant Cadeau has long been among the best places to eat in Copenhagen. With its new Nordic-inspired menu, it's a bit more cosy and hoogly than Noma. The dishes have stronger flavours, they're a bit more comforting, but it's still pretty cutting edge. Think of it as if a Danish grandma did a stage at Noma and then opened her own place. That's the contemporary choice. But I think a fitting place to end up in what was once a resolutely working-class district of warehouse workers and shipbuilders is Café Raab's Haver, a no-frills, old-school basement bodega with a nicotine-stained ceiling and beer posters on the wall. It serves a fine classic pickled herring smørrebrød lunch, that's the classic Danish open sandwich, with beer and, crucially, a glass or two of fiery aquavit with which to wash it all down. Skål! For Monocle, in the Christian's Hound neighbourhood of Copenhagen, I'm Michael Booth.
This has been episode number 112 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Michael for the tour in Copenhagen's Christianshavn. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.